This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Tonight on the Nightly News, InfoWars investigates the clone phenomenon with the Super Friends. And when Rob Drew and Leanne McAdoo combine forces, it creates an Owen Schroyer, also known as Clown Killer 2.0.
That's just some made-up fun satire. Would you like to know more? Tonight, 7 o'clock Central, would you like to know more? We now take you live to Klandethu, where the Earth Fleet is about to mount a major offensive. You know, I told you the story. I got to know Denise Richards a little bit. And I got to know her like 11 years ago when she was still obviously in her heyday. And first time I met her, I said, we now take you live to Klandethu. She thought it was funny that time. Other times, she didn't think it was funny, though. You ever see Starship Troopers? Okay, let's go ahead and take a call. We have a call from Taiwan. Why don't I go to that first? Scott, I guess 16 hours away in Taiwan, off the coast there in the South China Sea. Scott, in the shadow of the kleptocratic communist state of China, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing well. And you?
I'm doing all right, my friend. Thank you for calling today.
Good. I just wanted to talk for a minute about Hillary and the state of Libya. And it kind of struck me like if we kind of get disconnected from the whole thing and we think, oh, Libya's over there and they're eating hearts. And, yeah, that stuff happens around
our
the
government put people in to make a failed state of a modern country to target every Christian and murder them, but it's liberal. And they did it again in two other countries and liberal. But it's liberal, so it's okay. Sir, let me just, Scott, just say liberal.
Liberal.
Yeah, just go, liberal, Go ahead, sir.
Right. And what I want to do is I kind of want to make it touch home to people and say, okay, well, what size is Libya? Maybe it's the same size as one of the states of America. So let's say Hillary sent in some cronies to execute the governor of state XYZ, and now it's a failed state in inside the U.S., United States of America, and you've got people eating hearts there that are literally living around the corner.
Well, making the Libyan army eat pieces of a dead person, who they've cut down to almost nothing, like 90% of the body's gone, they're there dissecting the guy's body and making him eat it before they kill them. They want to send him to hell under Islam because they've been involved in cannibalism.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It's truly disgusting.
No, this is a beautiful religion of beautiful people. Why don't you accept it? It's so, liberal. I appreciate your call, Scott, in Taiwan. Scott is not a progressive. He's not open-minded to wearing the hijab. Like the German TV says, oh, loving, liberal. Oh, let's have make-believe. We're so intellectual. Oh, here, let's go ahead. Edward in California, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Alex?
I'm good, my friend. You don't want to just surrender to the New World Order? How dare you?
Oh, well, you know, I'm in California, and everyone else has already done so, so I'm kind of left out here. We're just hiding.
But that's because they're intellectual geniuses.
Yeah, I guess they know a lot more than I do. But
I've
seen
the Mark Dice videos. These people are eloquent orators. That's all I can say.
Well, I've been ordering a lot of the InfoWars Life products. They've been working great. I'm actually pausing between a workout right now. I'm pumped up, tripled my workout. It's going great. I also appreciate the Hillary for Prison stickers. However, I am afraid to post them where I'm living. So, you know.
Oh, you don't put them on your car. You put them on their cars. Oh, I don't mean that seriously. They just want to put us in FEMA camps for taking over. Don't do anything drastic. Don't climb big outdoor advertising platforms, billboards, and spray paint Hillary for president or Bill Clinton's a rapist when he's coming into town. Don't do any serious measures. Hold on. I'm going to come back to you, Edward. And then we shall speak to Kevin, Stephen, Cristal, Mickey, and others. And then I will hand the baton to Anthony Gucciardi. Straight ahead.
This is the InfoWar, the final last stand of conscious humans against whatever's running this takeover.
Attention, Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 712-432-9364. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost for data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 712-432-9364. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 712-432-9364.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dad, I'm watching the polls and I'm worried. What if Hillary wins the election? What if Trump wins the election?
Well, let me tell you, son, no matter what happens with the election, you need to protect your retirement. It's up to you to take control and manage your future. And the simplest and easiest way to do that is with a private storage gold silver IRA.
A private storage gold silver IRA? Really?
That's right. We set up our own private storage IRA with a gold silver group, and now we have full control of our retirement. And the bonus? We qualified for $995 in free silver. Gold is up over 20%, silver over 30%, while the Dow only up about 7%. Trust me, now's the time to diversify with gold and silver.
Worried about your retirement? Don't wait for the politicians to decide your future. Call the experts at Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. Learn how to qualify for up to $995 in free silver. Gold Silver Group provides fully insured free shipping and private delivery to your door. For the best service and best prices, call Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437, 800-554-8437.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Well, we're on the march all right. The Empire's on the run.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I got a lot of special reports to cut right after the show. The Nightly News is tonight, 7 o'clock Central. We're going to have live coverage this Sunday starting at 4 p.m. That is 4 hours before the debate starts at 8 o'clock Central. Then we'll cover the live debate, the second debate, and then have a few hours after that. But I always am here 4 to 6 p.m. Then I'll go out of that studio where Anthony is right now into this studio, and I'll be here Sunday with the rest of the crew. We're going to have also crew there outside the debate covering it. I want to go to five more callers and hand the baton to Anthony Gucciardi, who's all ready to come in. But CJ just pointed out, he said, man, you skip breaks, then you don't even plug. We have all these sponsors want to get on air. You won't even do that. I have told them to make me plug. And I didn't plug last hour? No, you didn't. That's why when I do plug, these are great products you need. They really are high quality. They are the best nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. Game changers like the BioTrue Selenium are our new Biome Defense. Biome Defense is amazing. The best nootropic that we could possibly come out with at a price way lower than the type of nutraceutical grade stuff you could find out there that you get from clinics and stuff like that. We have a lot of other specials, 23% off on DNA Force. It's running through the weekend. That's our flagship product. And every order gets Hillary for President 2016 stickers in it and
Infowars.com stickers. I love how when Clinton showed up at the University of Ohio, there was a huge Bill Clinton's a rapist thing spray painted on a legal area where they have a commons area for spray painting. And then the lady went there with a shirt saying Bill Clinton's a rapist. And by the way, it happened again today with Matt Lauer. So I thought it would be five big national hits in 1 week. I may be wrong. I might be like, it might catch on. It'll be 20 by the end of the weekend. I mean, this is really freaking them out. Infowars.com. I want to salute all those folks. We are in contact with several of them. We now know who the fellow was in New York. He's being charged with disorderly conduct. The lawyer, we already have him, is pretty sure that he'll just be thrown out because it's out in the public. They're advertising, come have your speech. He doesn't try to get over the barricade until they start grabbing him. That was an accident. That was in fear. I said he just ought to go public and put pressure on it, and they should drop it, which they probably will do. I've had stuff dropped in New York before myself. And then we also filed lawsuits and one in Cleveland. When the police wrongfully arrested our camera person, I'm not against the police, but you do something wrong, we're going to sue you. That's a fact. And, of course, there was an out-of-court settlement on that, and they dropped that. So we're pretty confident there. But the other two folks didn't get arrested, didn't have any trouble. They're going to be coming on the show, so a lot of exciting stuff with that. But speaking of sponsorship, we really have great products like DNA Force, and we're doing a $100,000 contest. We've got all these reporters, all this crew. This isn't cheap. And forget just supporting the broadcast and getting a Molon Labe shirt or the new limited edition Lock Her Up Hillary shirt. Only 3,000 were printed, and that's it of that one. It funds the operation. Yes, that's a good side issue, a good side effect. You really need DNA Force. You really need OccuPower. You really need these products. They're amazing. They've changed my life. The good halogen, the true, pure iodine that we've got that nobody else has got. InfoWarsStore.com, again, is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is where you find the supplements. There's also the free app, InfoWars.com/app. It's been out about 3 weeks, over 200,000 downloads on Apple and on the free platform there with Google Play. People say, what are you doing using the enemy? That's how the platform is built. But it's free, and it's there, and it's great to spread that to everybody you know. Even if you're not a big computer person, you listen on local radio, tell your grandkids, your neighbors, or whatever. InfoWars free app, the Alex Jones free app, InfoWars Live. The way to find the direct links to the App Store and to the Google Store is InfoWars.com/app or app. And did I mention? It's absolutely free. Free. Free as in rainwater. Of course, they're now taxing that. Free as in air. Now they're not taxing. I'm sorry. Free as in carbon-based life form. Not anymore. They're taxing it. So the heat is on, as they say. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Edward and finish up your points. Go ahead.
Hey, so Mike Pence, I guess we can all agree that he did very well at the debate. However,
I'm really impressed with Pence. I'm really impressed with Pence.
Right. I think everyone is, but I think we should also be very concerned because he did mention that he will not hesitate to use force against Assad's troops and Russia. This goes in line with the media starting to embrace him. He did also mention a couple days ago that he sees Dick Cheney as his role model and that he'll use Cheney as, a template.
No, definitely Trump brought in the establishment with Pence. He's not the worst of it. He's pro-gun and pro-life. But it's Trump running the show. Trump's got major criticism that he's a supposed Russian agent. You know, when he's not moonlighting as Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy and Keebler Elves and unicorns and everything else that's imaginary. I mean, it's totally imaginary. Russia doesn't want to be under global controls. The UK doesn't. We don't. No, I mean, nobody does. You know, Catalonia, you know, all these places are seceding out of this because it's dictatorial. But it is politics. And I'm trying to elect Donald Trump, not Pence. And let me tell you, I don't do lesser evils, but Hillary has a giant, you know what, there under her skirt for Russia. And so do the neocons. And the neocons, to a neocon, hate Trump. Trump kind of got a middle-of-the-road conservative Republican who does know how to, you know, basically pull the levers of Congress. And Trump was honest about that. And he said, listen, I'm the one that's going to be running the show, not Pence. Look. Cautiously, I have a concern. But it's like weights and balances. Over here, Hillary is in hell. You know, I mean, the weight is incredible. Trump is up in heaven. Now, does that mean that we're going to get perfect stuff out of Trump when he gets in? No, I'm going to say what I don't like. I'm going to say what I do like. And if he ever takes a really big turn for the worse, I mean, I'm going to come out and say, wow, what do we do? And by being close to Trump and by being, you know, one of the people that helped get Trump elected, that's you, the audience, we will have real gravitas and real play and real weight and real standing is the word as stakeholders in this. Because if there's one thing, Trump is super loyal and also super vindictive. So look for people getting their asses thrown in jail, legally and lawfully. Anything else, Edward?
Yeah, I just wanted to also point out, or you've been covering this for the past couple of years, you know, the civil war in Libya. But I think it's good to go back and revisit it to let people know what happened and what happened under, you know, Hillary facilitated.
We wrote a big article about it. I mean, Hillary ran a mass murder operation and on purpose made sure the Christians got killed. Because she really gets demonic power. I mean, she gets a little pat on the head by Beelzebub, you know, floats down at night and, you know, kisses her feet or whatever whenever she does that. And she just is in love with him. So she does whatever her consort tells her to do. Appreciate your call, Edward. Oh, Hillary's has a sexual relationship with Satan. I'm serious when I say that. Let's go ahead and talk to Stephen in Arizona. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. First-time caller, long-time listener. I just wanted to... I've been watching Trump, and every time he gets going, he goes into the small time with like the judge or that mob.
Or the beauty queen.
He makes himself look small then. I don't know what's going on with that stuff like that.
Well, let me tell you what's going on. He believes that that then gets him in the media on that issue, and that he's feeding the media, so they have to cover him. That's how he breaks through. And that's all the general public cares about. So he needs to prove to the public that, you know, he was right on that. Now, the mainstream media says that he's screwing up, not staying on target, not staying on the attack. Look, if he's given up 5 speeches a day and wants to spend some time on some side issues, that'll get picked up and might actually do some good. When he's in a debate, he needs to ignore her and move forward with how he's going to make America free and prosperous and great again. So I agree with you at one area, not at the other. I mean, here's an example. Pence clearly got an A+, cleaned the floor with creepy Kane. You know, Lolita Express, no, that's the other guy. Point is, Kane. And so all that's going on. When I look at whether Trump won, he would have lost if they hadn't overdone it, staging it. That made him the winner, even though he did not have a very good performance. So I didn't just get on air and say, oh, I think Trump won narrowly because I wanted to say Trump won because I want to be delusional. I'm the opposite of a delusionite. I think he narrowly won. Some people say he lost. Some say, you know, he won. But with Pence, he clearly won. Kane lost big time. So that's a, you know, cut and dry issue. The Democrats still say he won, most of them. But with the subject of Trump needs to get on message, this is what got him there, is going off script and doing the things he's doing. So I think in the debate, he should laser beam like Pence did. And just say, why are you interrupting me? Why are you interrupting me? Just make a big joke out of it, but also hit her really hard and point out when they, you know, if your mic's been faded down, I'd say, hey, by the way, the crowd can't hear me. The mic's been turned off. You know, you got to call it. You can't just let them bully you. But listen, he's the man in the arena, so it's easy to be Monday morning quarterback, isn't it?
Yeah. I just think, like you said, with Haiti, he could destroy Hillary if he would go to Haiti because they're inviting him there.
I know. Everything they plan's about a week out. I know he'll end up going to the hurricane after it hits the next 3 or 4 days, you know, on the East Coast. And he really should hop down to Haiti or have a Haiti delegation. A lot of them live here, you know, part of the year. And have them up there talking about Haiti and launch an initiative for aid to Haiti since the Clintons stole the money. He should bare minimum do that. But, hey, the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. We'll see what happens. Thank you, Steve. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Crystal in Arizona. Come on down, Crystal.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I could be doing better. I called in today.
Well, you're not an intellectual giant. You don't like Hillary?
I think I would probably rather shoot myself in the foot.
But you can join the Intellectual Genius Club and just go, liberal, get a big foppish hair like David Brock. It looks like you've got like a forehead, like a cone head. And I mean, because you're so intellectual, like, eh. Imagine if I grew my hair out all fake or wore a wig like I was Einstein. I went,
E equals MC squared. Oh, my lovey. I'm so smart. Whatever I do, you must listen to. Hey. Do you like not a German accent, but now he has a Scottish accent? Einstein does. Go ahead.
Then you'd be a part of the club. Don't you want that?
I don't want to be part of Kane's club, the Creek Club. Do you have children, anyway, Crystal?
I do.
Would you let Tim Kaine babysit your children?
Would I let who?
Would you let the vice presidential candidate of Hillary, Tim Kaine, babysit your children?
Oh, absolutely not.
Would you let Hillary Clinton babysit your children?
No.
After that's all you need to know, folks. Would you?
My son yesterday at the Trump rally, I would rather eat black.
Well, I would be more than happy to have my son stay with Mrs. Trump. And I'm more than willing to stay with Mrs. Trump as well if she needs any help, if Donald wants me to.
No.
I'm being bad. I'm... sorry.
Anyway, so why I'm calling is yesterday, Donald Trump was wonderful enough to grace us with his presence here in small-town northern Arizona, Prescott Valley. After he was done, MSNBC did a story while they were at his rally, and they called our local demographic white male only and uneducated.
They always do that where you can tell an upper crust Democrat is actually able to talk when they're not having a neurosis, you know, fit or some type of schizoidism. I'm serious. I mean, these people are very damaged goods. I mean, you look at a crowd of these Democrats now, I mean, they look like lost mental patients, like the mental patient ward. You know, the state hospital had the power go off. They just let everybody wander out. They're kind of like in their nightgowns, like, ew, and I'm not trying to be mean, but then they always talk about how intellectual they are and how we're just these dumb white males, and white males are the dumbest things in sliced bread. You know, meanwhile, I'm sorry for, you know, the space program, but go ahead, ma'am.
You know how much they hate white males? I had a Hillary supporter push my six-year-old son out of a female bathroom.
Well, of course. Well, why don't you just say he was a woman? He can choose what he... How about say my son is a walrus, and he chooses to come in here. He's a woman.
No, but see, aren't they supposed to support that? You know, men and women's bathrooms?
No, I hear you. I would have come right back and said, this is clearly Admiral Akbar from Return of the Jedi, not a boy. This is a female space alien.
Maybe because he wasn't wearing a dress and he's an actual, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. If he'd have been wearing a dress, but he had to have a mustache. He had to have a dress and a handlebar mustache. Then he would have been given access to the female bathroom. And then if he had a Hillary shirt on, and I'm not mean to be gross, but usually this is what goes with it, and diarrhea running down his leg, they would have all bowed down and worshipped him, like Leslie Cochran.
Oh, my God. But
no, I'm serious. They're building a statue to a guy who was always bombed out of his brain on drugs, totally psychotic and mean and horrible, and usually had crap running down his legs. That is their god here in Austin. They're like, we don't like it. We're Californians that just moved here. Get out. I'm like, you know, the counties ain't over my family. You get your ass out. Go ahead.
My biggest gripe about the MSNBC news story while they were at the Trump rally is the fact that they completely dismissed the fact that most of the supporters, which was more than half the town, were predominantly Hispanic and predominantly women. But you can't say that. You can't report that because, no. Those are Hillary supporters.
And by the way, I apologize for interrupting you. Start back over. Exactly. The biggest lie ever is to say the Tea Party's all racist. Then people that are patriots who don't happen to have pink skin, you know, gecko-colored skin like white people do. Then, I mean, actually, light brown skin, you'll get down right on the end of it, you know. I guess, you know, true white envy here. But what I'm getting at is they then won't go out. But now that they have gone out, in many cases are half the crowd, the media is panicking. So, of course, they have a headline that it was all white male, dumbass demographic, because the last thing they want is us to actually come together. Go ahead.
That is what really upset me. You know, they're like, and then the woman goes on to say that, you know, that she doesn't understand why Trump would even bother with this town because our votes don't even matter. Why?
Well, so she was letting you know that the Trump card, wink, wink, she had, pun intended, that, you know, it's super delegates.
Hillary doesn't need to visit the flood victims. Hillary doesn't get a campaign the next 2 weeks because you know what? Homeland Security is protecting the election.
And
that woman thinks she's going to be protected by a system that's rigged. She thinks getting rid of the grassroots, getting rid of checks and balances, getting rid of the separation of powers, getting rid of due process, she thinks that makes her safe. As if the thugs using her today will care about her down the road. She's just a stand-in, so when they steal the election, it looks like it's plausible. Do you understand that? So I've been asking, how do we counter that?
We understand that.
How do we counter that? Go ahead, Crystal. You have the floor.
My fear is that they know willingly that she is very, very ill. And they know willingly that Kane is out of his mind. So they're hoping that she kicks the bucket after she gets elected. So we get this crazed anti-Second Amendment loser to be our next Obama.
Well, let's just say it. He's known as Creepy Kane by the memes. I mean, he would be casted by Hollywood as the lead role of people that run an old creepy house where they kidnap kids and torture them to death. I mean, I'm not saying he does any of that. I think he's probably a wonderful person. The point is, he looks like a serial killer.
When I see him, I see a man in a nasty old van trying to hand out candy to little kids.
Well, I'm telling you, that's because...
You want some candy? I'll put you in my van.
Well, listen, you don't carry around in you the type of stuff these people do and not look like a rubber-faced joker like Hillary does. I mean, you just don't. These are demons. That's not a person when you look at Kane. That is a giant goblin. That is you want to get a Pez dispenser and eat a piece of candy. He doesn't. You know, he has something else on the menu.
Well, I can honestly say at the Trump rally yesterday, the supporters and the people that were there, and even Trump himself, was very personable, very nice. Me being a woman, I should be ashamed. But I'm not. I am a very proud Trump supporter, and I am very happy that he took time out of his busy schedule to come to small town Arizona.
And he goes to states. He goes to states even where there are people where he's not going to win the state. He just wants to go see the fans. I appreciate your call. Great points. And by the way, the crew never tells me what to do, but they pop in when I'm going too far. I tell them to, and they said, "You're going too far with the diarrhea down the leg." Listen, all I can do is tell the truth. I have seen what the left worships as their god. Can we Google Leslie Cochran, please? He lived two doors behind my last office. I was there 8 years. And about a year after I moved in there, he moved in. And I had to watch him next door to my office by this mini-mart every 5-6 days a week. And so he's a dead guy. I feel sorry for him. But he was a horribly disgusting, evil person. Nasty, rude. A guy in high heels in a mini skirt with crap running down his legs. I mean, I saw crap running down his legs like 200 times at least. I had it drip on me once. If you want to get right down to brass tacks, I'm in the mini mart, which I would hardly go in because he was in there. And he comes around a corner and he's smoking a cigarette. He doesn't care. He's a god. And all of a sudden I feel like something hit my legs in the summer. I was wearing shorts. I'm like, "Oh, it's Leslie." And I started going, "What the hell's your problem? Jesus, get in the bathroom." He's like, "Oh, F you, Alex." And his tongue was coming out of his mouth, licking his front two teeth that hadn't fallen out yet. They were like piano keys sticking out, leaning up in the air. And I actually said, "That's it." I said, "You keep him out of this store, or I'm not coming there." He's like, "Oh, you're homophobic." And I moved out of there a month later. He finally got us moving to bigger studios, and thank God we did. See, I'm having Leslie Cochran flashbacks. They're building a statue to him. So, yes, I know I went too far. You know why I go too far? Because Tim Kaine looks like a pedophile. It's the truth I'm saying. I'm not saying he's one. He looks like a creepy crook. And Leslie Cochran, oh, I guess they built the statue, excuse me, or they're building, and I was abused by him. Okay? The most empty, stupid, narcissistic, brain damaged, dangerous, mentally ill person that I haven't told you one tenth about. Like a zombie that lived in the neighborhood for 8 years, 7 years of it. I mean, I had to put up with him. I'm going to come back and introduce. It is true, though. I shouldn't waste. You know what? I'm glad I did, though. Because I'm telling you, when I say they're God, is a guy with a beard with his teeth all falling out, bombed out of his brain, being rude to people, stumbling around. You know what? You want me to tell you about Leslie Cochran? I'll tell you about it when we come back if you really want to. I haven't even gone there yet. Watch out. That's why none of the media has ever attacked me for this, because they know I will unload on your guy. I will unload. Because I'm not unloading on him. I'm unloading on you. I know who you are. You worship him. City officials would yeah, this guy was quite the toy in town.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Dad, I'm watching the polls and I'm worried. What if Hillary wins the election? What if Trump wins the election?
Well, let me tell you, son, no matter what happens with the election, you need to protect your retirement. It's up to you to take control and manage your future. And the simplest and easiest way to do that is with a private storage gold silver IRA.
A private storage gold silver IRA? Really?
That's right. We set up our own private storage IRA with a gold silver group, and now we have full control of our retirement. And the bonus? We qualified for $995 in free silver. Gold is up over 20%, silver over 30%, while the Dow only up about 7%. Trust me, now's the time to diversify with gold and silver.
Worried about your retirement? Don't wait for the politicians to decide your future. Call the experts at Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. Learn how to qualify for up to $995 in free silver. Gold Silver Group provides fully insured free shipping and private delivery to your door. For the best service and best prices, call Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. 800-554-8437.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, you can't come inside.
Hey, you can't come inside.
If you're a big international audience,
if you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Tell Jones. Yes, if you are listening worldwide, you are the resistance. I don't want to get into an Austin-centric type deal, but Patrick O'Reilly, one of the great members here at InfoWars. They took the O off when he got off the boat, his great-grandparents. We're adding it back. He's now Patrick O'Reilly. Patrick O'Reilly, one of the InfoWars crew members, he was going, yeah. I remember when I was here in college, they were all panicking like 10 years ago. He died like 5 years ago that he had a heat stroke. It was all what an angel he is and how good he is. So you have to understand, I was around this guy for like 7 years while he's being worshipped like Mother Teresa. And he was probably the most, the most horrible, disgusting person, not because he was gay or whatever he was, but because of he didn't bathe. I mean, it's like I don't hunt wild hogs because I don't want to have to, like, drag them into a tractor when ticks are all over them. They're disgusting. I mean, I almost retch when I think about him. He's, like, grosser than a rotten fish. And I'm not being mean to this horrible ruined person. I pray for his soul. I feel sorry for him. It's that they held it up as a god. And Pat was going, yeah, it was crazy how they worshipped him. So, Pat, for listeners, the woman's six-year-old was kicked out of the women's bathroom because he was an evil white male.
Oh, yeah.
And I was explaining that I used to not just at my office, but when I was on Access TV before that, well, about 20 years ago, he would show up and they'd shoot heroin up in the bathroom, men and women. They'd be like these black church ladies and stuff doing Access TV. They'd like complain. He'd go, oh, you're trans, you know, you're phobic or whatever. And it's like, no, you're shooting up heroin with your friends and then vomiting everywhere in the women's bathroom. And, you know, little kids are coming out of the bathroom. There's a guy with a beard, looks like a cross between a pirate and roadkill. And, it was like cute, though, with the liberals. You like that, Pat?
I love it. You know, it's funny that he's still as relevant today as the day that he died, as the day that he had a heat stroke, you know?
Maybe he is the spirit of the liberal. I mean, he is their god. So since we got off on this, this is a case point example. I'm not kidding about Leslie.
No, not at all. So, again, I just briefly heard the end of this last segment, and then I couldn't believe that you were serious about the story. And that's when I told you that a few years ago, you know, probably 3-4 years before he died, he apparently had a heat stroke off of, like, Southwest Parkway or somewhere, South Austin. And everybody freaked out.
I know
out,
where. It was Mary Street. I know where.
And then literally he was a heat stroke. And then people would look at every hospital, make sure and send care packages to Leslie because, you know, they felt connected to him for some reason outside of a magnetic sticker on a refrigerator or something. So,
by the way, he had this huge two-story house. People were in there, two doors behind our office, with an entire floor of luxury clothing.
Well, he needed it. I mean,
No. Unfortunately, he didn't ever wear the luxury clothing.
Oh, I thought you just meant like the little tiny bikinis. And
he only wore, most of the time, it was a green and white cheerleader outfit.
I guess some people are into that. Not me, but some people.
And guess what it was dipped in?
I don't want to guess.
The point is that I don't fascinate with this kind of stuff. They have made him a god. They're building this big statue downtown to him.
Well, from the people who have been around Austin long enough, you know, everybody's got like a candid Leslie story where they had some interaction with him, again, some point of relevance. But it's funny, you know, I never thought the guy was a god. I still don't think the guy was a god. You know, he obviously had his own demons and, you know, hopefully he's in a better place now.
Yeah, I hope Leslie's in heaven, actually. I do. I mean, I feel guilty even talking bad about him. I'm not talking bad about him. I just had this image of, believe me, a Hillary rally would embrace him in the women's bathroom. That's all I'm saying.
Well, and I think there's a lot of other people that deserve statues of themselves before Leslie, but, you know, that's just me. I guess, you know, I haven't been around Austin my entire life, which is, I guess, my crux. And, you know, I'm the devil for not being here since I was, you know, a baby. And, you know, it's like, how long have you been here in Austin? Do you remember Leslie? Yeah, I remember Leslie. I remember Leslie for over 10 years, you know?
Well, that shows you're human, that you know that, you know everything. Like knowing your mama, your daddy, and your greedy grandma went beep, beep, beep down Sesame Street.
Yep.
All right, we've now delved into absolute, folks, if you want a little bit of mindlessness, this has now been it, but I think it's actually been informative. I'm going to hand the baton to Anthony Gucciardi here and all the news he's got to cover, but I think, you know, if we're led by Hank Johnson, the congressman from Georgia that worries that Guam could capsize, and we've got other members of Congress wanting to attack Russia, and the military goes, but they'll attack back. And they go, but we'll hit them with cruise missiles. And they go, no, but they'll then attack piloted targets. They'll then attack us back. And they go, but the drones, but they're going to hit other targets. They're going to start a war if we attack them. And Congress goes, but it's a robot. But they're not just going to hit robots. That's what I mean. It's like, but you're worshiping a guy that is obviously a mentally ill drug addict and a horrible person. Horribly rude, horribly mean. It wasn't like he was some mentally ill drug addict that like got kittens out of trees. It's got scared your kids in the bathroom and laughed about it and enjoyed it. You know, you're sitting there at the TV station, like fleeing women and children. And here comes Leslie, just terrorizing everyone. He's like, oh, how beautiful, how cute. They got to make a South Park about this. I'm telling you. I got to make a South Park about this U.S. Army general. All these you make fun of how people look, but since I'm on a jag today, look at Army Chief of Staff Mark Milley. And, man, I'm telling you, if he doesn't look like Frankenstein, I don't know who does. Doesn't he? Put the little electricity connectors on here. And he says, I can walk. And he can walk us right into World War III. What do you think he's actually thinking about, though? His little thought bubble. thinking about cheeseburger. Or maybe he's thinking about Pepe the Frog. Because one man's cheeseburger can be another man's Pepe the Frog. You got to be watching on TV even to have any idea what I'm talking about here. All right, I'm going to punch out at this point. This has been a beautiful train wreck the last hour. Powerful broadcast title today. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. We have Hillary caught with actor kids in fake town halls. Can you imagine, Anthony Gucciardi, if Donald Trump got caught holding a fake town hall? It'd be discredited. The fraud. Tonight, Donald Trump caught in fake town hall. It's incredible. Donald Trump caught using actors. Well, we always knew it was a fraud, but this attempt to deceive the American people has gone too far. Trump set to have a press conference tomorrow to step down. Well, we all knew he was bad, but not to the level of using a little girl. Anthony Gucciardi, what do you say to that?
I don't think he has to do all that. He just has to have nothing to do with people that post Pepe the Frog, and then he's a Nazi racist because people posted Pepe the Frog, and Hillary Clinton had to do a blog post about it. So I don't think he has to do anything. I think even anyone posting anything can just be labeled as whatever they want. It's all just made up now. It's like shake a box, and instead of dice, it's like little cubes, and it's like a ism that comes out. It's like racist.
Well, I want to be clear. You've only been in Austin about 6 years, 5-6 years. You are welcome. You had a great company. You came here, company you sold me, other companies you've been involved in, Smart Guy, National Society, you name it. You came, you contributed, you're a great part of Austin. But I love all the folks coming here who want to turn into California. They don't even know why they collapsed California or other areas.
Yeah, and the problem is that the idea of Austin, and it is interesting to talk about Austin, to give everyone an idea who's not from Austin, right? The concept of Austin being kind of like an organic thing that was just kind of raw and good and like somewhat real intellectualism and all that, then it's what happens is it's the fake, phony people that think they're behind academia and think they're behind the establishment.
They come and ruin it. They hear something's cool, then they show up and bitch about your Ford truck.
Exactly. So the realness of it was that people weren't complaining about that and people weren't freaking out about stupid things. And everyone was actually really nice. That's why I moved here, too, is people were so nice.
It's already changed.
Philadelphia. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, people on the East Coast from Philadelphia are generally not very nice. When I came down here, I was like, wow, everyone wants to talk about things. They're open-minded. Like, they actually want to have discussions. And then what happens is the people say, oh, well, I want to go there. And they come down, and just like basically refugees, they come down and they won't do anything to try and acclimate to how it is down here.
And by the way, I was corrected by a lot of Californians. They said, listen, we were more Texas than Texas. You know, I mean, literally, people like Clint Eastwood's dad, all these folks have been like real pioneers. And then everybody, every other loser that wanted to go join the promised land, all the people that thought it was a get-quick-rich scheme, they all went there. They're not Californians. They're like these vagabond idiots that just run around drooling. So I don't care whether you're from Michigan or New York or wherever you're from, fleeing globalism and socialist. Hey, you're a patriot. You're pro-gun. You're pro-free market. I don't care what color you are, what your accent's like, or where you're from. If you bleed liberty, we want you. But, man, I got to tell you, we got to start a project where we tell these – I want to go down in Bullhorn, Californians and others. Well, not Californians. Locusts. The locusts that were just in California that are now swarming here. Listen, get out of here. You're a disease of idiocy. Don't try to recreate what you did there, your coffin apartments and being scammed by the mafia. We don't want to live under this. Please leave.
Yeah, obviously there's a lot of great people in California, right? The problem is that it's all these people that are chasing something. They're chasing a fake dream, and they want to assert it on everyone else. Like, if you go to Hollywood, people always have this idea, or like Paris, like, oh, I'm going to go to Hollywood and see the sign. It's so beautiful and amazing. I'm going to walk the streets and see Tom Cruise.
And they go, baby, you got to get to be a movie star, but first you got to do your first scene.
Yeah, let me
tell you.
That's
for 50 guys, all right? Yeah. Mommy's going to be proud. And you know what? I'm not going to be able to pay anything, but you want to be a movie star, don't you?
And these people get such a dream in their head. All the local musicians get scammed by the record producer that got somebody's record done once. I need $50,000. I'll get you on the radio. And you tell them you're being scammed. Oh, no, my dream happened. I'm not being scammed. It's yeah. One step up from the Nigerian scam, you know, the Nigerian email scam. And it's just, you know, people in Austin that I've known 20 years still being ripped off, still being conned over and over. They love it, though, just like they love being conned by Hillary Clinton.
That's the key term, still. They're still being ripped off. These people have these dreams that they want. It's actually very sad. But But guess what? Yeah, the parasites, predators come in, and they suck off everything. Just like they come down here now, and yeah, it used to be the live music capital of the world or whatever. I guess it still is. But now, instead of, oh, hey, like, supporting local music people, it's, you're going to play for free, and you're going to sign on to this record label. In the age of the internet, you don't need any of that. You can just be
independent. If you went out and did something original and cool and did it for passion, then you'd be successful. But they're all doing, I'm going to be a movie star next week. I can't tell you how many people I've seen when they go.
It's like, if you were desperate, like, I hope I could work as an anchor for CNN. Like, oh, my God. Like, maybe I could work as an anchor for CNN. You're, like, getting billions of views on YouTube.
Oh, listen. Like, I remember Fox News twice tried to offer me jobs. And Mancow's a witness one. So one time I had to sign a non-disclosure so I can talk about that. And I just said, you know what? I'm not doing it. I'll send one of my reporters maybe to be on your show or something. But the point is, they wanted to give me a weekend show. They wanted to look and give me a show on Fox Business. And if I played ball in 1 year, I'd be on Fox News. That was when they were getting ready to come back. And I guess Beck knew about that, so he was freaking out. So I was going to be a guest on Fox when I was already on The View and stuff. He was, like, flipping out, refusing to go on air if I showed up. Like, I was trying to get his job or something. And what was funny is he was developed off of what I cover. I later learned that. No wonder he was so freaked out. Like, the guy he's impersonating is now showing up. And when Fox finally offered me the show, I said no. And then they offered me money. They're like, we're not going to fly you first class every Friday here. And I said, I'm not coming. I just kept seeing what I could get. I go, yeah, triple the money.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, this is just a pilot, you know, for 7 episodes. We're not sure. This is a big opportunity. And they couldn't believe it. And I said, you know what? I don't want your thing. Quit calling me. So they had one of the executives, I later learned was with Beck, tell the New York Daily News that Alex Jones wants a show on Fox, but he's been passed over and we're not giving him one. They needed to tell everyone that I wanted the show on Fox and was kissing their ass.
Because how bad would it look otherwise? All these systems are
ridiculous. You couldn't pay me to have a show on Fox. Discredit myself. All the time I'll have, like, you know, an accountant or somebody go, I saw you on Fox 3 times this week. And I'm like, ooh. I'm like, I'll tell Fox don't put me on there. Even they're attacking me. I'm going to be associated with them. And that stupid, did you hear about Megyn Kelly sent out a tweet to Hannity, one of the only half-decent people on Fox, and said, how dare Trump be coming on your show? He refuses to come on mine. And Hannity hits her back and goes, she's been on your show like 10 times, lady. Hillary never has. She's the one that scripted. You ought to be mad at her. I mean, it's just the hypocrisy of these people.
I love what Hannity gets away with, by the way. Because his ratings are so good.
Well, it's only because he's got 3 more years on his contract. Well, I don't know. He's been threatened.
I'm sure.
And Hannity just said, from what I was told, he did come over and tell David Knight, and the media twisted this, and Hannity called me. No, I said, we were at the DNC. David Knight was there. Hannity came over with a message for me. I didn't get it all, and said these things, and I got into it on air. Like, oh, I got a message from Hannity. I don't care. We're bigger than Hannity, except for, like, in the demographic of, like, you know, 85 to 112. And I'm not being mean. That's just a fact. What I'm getting at here is that he came over and said, I really appreciate what you're doing, really great work, blah, 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 some other stuff that's off record. And I was just saying, hey, Hannity's got a soul. He's getting better. We appreciate his courage, because I happen to know for a fact that's what he brought up, was that he knows, we know, they've been threatening to fire him. And they're looking for anything they can to get him. So all I'm telling you is Fox News is in trouble. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, how dare you actually be kind to another person and try to work together in some capacity? Not that he even did, right? People attack you. Well, he said one thing that I don't agree with on this specific issue in 2013. That's the best, by the way. When people attack everyone, they say, well, I agree with him, but in 2012, he said this thing.
I agree with him, but many years ago, there was a gun rally. He took over to destroy the Second Amendment. Of course, you don't know that I actually set up the event and the rally. The people got a permit and told me I wasn't welcome to my own rally, so I didn't give a crap for 3 hours, hardly even talk. Every time I would talk, they would then jump on me and say, shut up and leave. See, it's all, they don't know what they're talking about. It's just, you were at a gun rally, and you hate the Second Amendment, and you,
You know, it's that arena quote you always read that's so powerful. Everybody wants to sit back. And you get to go in the arena. Everyone gets to see everything about your life. You're on the air for 3 hours, 4 hours every single day. Every single day. You're live streaming constantly. You're putting videos out. You're showing people everything in your life. And you're in the arena.
And I'm exhausted, but pure, exhausted. I'm not saying I'm perfect, pure will and adrenaline carrying me through.
We all make mistakes, right? But then what happens is when one thing goes wrong, I mean, you do 200 hours, let's say, of radio. And they're like, okay, that's good. I like that so far. And then one thing, though, they're like, did you hear him say that? He made a mistake on this thing. Oh, my God.
He made a joke about how hot Donald Trump's wife is.
Yeah. Let me tell
you, when you're storming buildings over the child pedophile airplanes Clinton's on, then you can bitch at me about liking a good-looking woman.
I mean, God. It's because, though, the silliest little things people like to freak out about, the big stuff doesn't matter. I mean,
like, because they feel like they can't affect it.
Yeah, I mean, Hillary literally just having multiple counts of criminal activity. That's fine. It doesn't matter.
But 2 weeks, she's not going to give a speech now.
But you said something about Melania as a joke because, oh, my God, you're a male that's sexually attracted to females.
I'm attracted to powerful women.
Oh, my God.
I'm not attracted to little girls.
It's a joke.
Like on the Lolita Express. I'm attracted to women.
You're bad. You're a bad person for that. No, but see, you make a
joke. Well, God made me that way. What am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to act. You're supposed to sit here and speak in your NPR voice.
And not be attracted to Marilyn Monroe or double cheeseburgers?
Not make any jokes.
I want the double cheeseburger of a woman.
Don't draw Pepe the Frog either. Okay, that is labeled as Nazi symbolism.
And I saw Hillary said so.
I know she did. In a blog post, she was so inspired by Pepe the Frog. I'm sure she sat down and typed it up, by the way. I'm sure she was like, I'm so offended. I mean, did people really think that she said, I'm so offended by this frog?
I'm going to skip this break, too, because I added a fourth hour. Why can't I skip a few breaks, you know?
Why not?
Hey, let me ask you this question. Kind of enjoy throwing like $4,000 down the toilet every hour. Well, it's a sacrifice for 4 more minutes to babble incoherently.
Key stuff.
How do you think this horrible hurricane, I'm really worried about folks on the East Coast, how is this going to get spun? Because you know Trump's going to show up and try to render aid. Hillary's so arrogant, she might not even get off the couch with Aberdeen. Can you imagine how gross that is? And not that I'm against lesbians, but man, that's really gross. Hillary, that rubber head. I wonder if she has that jack-o'-lantern smile with Abby in the bed. Like, yeah. Can you imagine that, like, rearing up over you? Because you know she wears the pants. She's like, Aberdeen, bullwhip, get in here. That was, oh, yes, master. Like, what weird neurotic person is Aberdeen with her weird mother with a hood over her head that's the main advocate of genital mutilation? I mean, I wonder if that's like some game they play or something.
I don't know. You know what? I realized about Florida, though. I think it's going to capsize. I think the real concern is that Florida is going to capsize.
By the way, some would say that Florida is actually a higher landmass, part of the North American system, and that's why it's only a few feet above sea level and floods a lot, but that it's actually the top of mountains. That's a conspiracy theory. Can we cue it up? I have a congressman, Hank Johnson, on C-SPAN saying he's afraid it would capsize. He said that was not a joke. He was serious. So I want to play this for new listeners and viewers, because actually I'm going to cut a video today. I'm seriously concerned that Florida could completely capsize and kill. What does Florida have in it, like 25 million people?
I don't know. Probably more than that, a little bit. I don't know. I'll have to look it up. But I'm concerned, too, as a newly appointed scientist.
Well, I'm afraid the hurricane, because of the global warming, it's what caused it.
It's going to capsize.
Oh, look at Spalding. We're just regular pals.
We're just regular pals. I mean, come on.
Well, here, let's go to the brain, Hank Johnson. Here it is.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that. The Guam population, I think, currently about 175,000, and again, with 8,000 Marines and their families, it's an addition of about 25,000 more into the population.
And capsize means like
the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
General, Chairman, can we shoot
down? Anticipate that.
We keep hearing about war with Russia. There's not going to be war with Russia. We're going to have robot missiles. And yes, but then Russia will retaliate. But we have robot missiles. But then they're going to retaliate. It's like a Spinal Tap where they go 11. It goes. I go, why not just have 10 be higher? And he goes, but it goes to 11.
Hey, look.
And you're like boing 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 boing. You know, and I'm not trying to just do this. That's why they talk about why they're intellectual all day, because they realize their supporters are the most anti-liberal, uneducated dumbasses this galaxy's ever seen.
Well, the way he says it too. But here's the key thing. All right, that island only had 175,000 inhabitants. With Florida's 25 million, it's bound to capsize.
Now, we checked the numbers.
The math is in.
The boat that is Florida has 19 million. It's not 19 million. It's like 27 million. California's 36 million. I'm going from memory. I thought it was 25 million. Maybe, I think the headline is sometimes when during peak tourism, there's 25 million in Florida. But I guess residents, a lot of them live in New York. So I thought it was, some articles said they're really 25 million. But
either way, it's clearly going to capsize.
It's 19 million. Oh, my God. If it's 150,000. It's going to cost a capsize.
I mean, it's possible. And the way he says it, too, by the way.
It's not possible. If the government says 8,000 Marines could cause a capsize, what is 20 million going to do?
Exactly. The math is clear. I mean, look, there's no questioning this. it's due for a
carbon. We need to pay a carbon tax to Lord Rothschild and to
The capsize tax. Every extra pound.
Because I have the article right here where the NBC reporter, Ron Allen, thinks climate deal is designed to stop hurricanes. Because, you know, hurricanes only started like 20 years ago with global warming. Did you know that?
I did. I just looked at the Category 5s on Wikipedia today, reading about the destruction and all that. In 1924, there was a big one. It's a new phenomenon.
Well, actually, if you Google, they're at all-time lows. But, hey, you know what? Whatever.
Yeah, there was an 11-year gap between the last one that hit Florida and one in 2016 on September 6th, the Hermine or whatever. It was that 11-year gap before it even hit Florida.
Is that a racist word you just used?
It was very racist.
I don't have anything intellectual to say. I just throw race out. It's like a...
I'm telling you.
It's kind of like a certain radio host, you know, that just goes, shaman. He goes, shaman. That tell you I'm a shaman?
Key buzzwords are the only thing that really matters.
Power rod. Or no, energy rod.
That's powerful.
There's certain talk show hosts we read about that tells women that they will achieve enlightenment. Okay, we've got to stop. Oh, my gosh. Okay, all right, we're out of control. I'm sorry to the callers. We didn't get to all of you. We have been very bad today. We got Mickey, and we got Cindy, and we got Howard and Ron and Ryan. If you call back tomorrow, I promise you, you will go to the head of the line. Did you ever think, Anthony, though, that maybe we're crazy? Maybe the Congress is right. If we just blow up the Russian targets with drone missiles, there won't be any loss of life because the Russians won't be able to kill any of the pilots. That's a stroke of genius, right?
No, I mean, I think if we hit...
Because they won't respond anywhere. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If we hit one side of the Russian continent, which is just endless amounts of miles, with a missile, theoretically, according to the congressional speaker, we could essentially... push the rest of it into the ocean.
We, right? No, wait a minute. Like a we can shoot a missile right in the middle and then sink the country.
Exactly.
If you blow a hole in the bottom of a boat, it sinks.
The water will shoot up from the middle.
And the generals are like, sink. Yes, we can attack Russia, but they'll fight back. And they go, but we'll have robot missiles.
Yeah.
Well, no. This is beyond first dimension thinking because they're going to attack our other targets. About 5 seconds after the plane gets shot down, they're going to launch those big whatever 700s they are. They go like Mach 6, and they're going to go shoot the aircraft carriers.
Just call the missiles racist. And they'll be forced to
fly. Let me tell you something. If nukes go off over, say, Austin, we're all going to die, just go out and call them racist and they'll go away.
So you're racist. Get out of here. Okay?
Yeah. Just, hey, we're done with racist. We've grown past that now.
Yeah. And if Russia wants to do anything, we'll have a session, a sewing circle. We'll have a conch and we'll pass it around and we'll discuss how their military actions have affected our feelings as the U.S. is just bombing, blowed up, and like completely destroyed. It's like... This is actually...
No, but that's okay because the Army said we'll blow them up worse. So it'll be molten lava over there and just all on fire and everybody dying over here.
It's like someone has a machine gun at you, but then you have a bazooka and you're like, well, if you shoot me, I'll shoot you. And just everything blows up and everyone dies.
Well, it's like Dr. Strangelaw, 1964. He goes, okay, you have a doomsday bomb. It destroys the whole world. Why didn't you tell everybody? You know, it's like we have the doomsday system. You can't do this now.
You can't do it.
But hold on. We fire cruise missiles, nobody will get hurt, though.
Yeah. If they attack us, we'll just bomb them back.
But, sir, we'll have to go to war. But we're going to fire cruise missiles. There won't be any pilots. No one gets hurt.
This is the new logic. Every show should just be like this. Just adopt the new logic.
You. Never go full Judge Smells, Anthony, right?
Goodness and badness.
Goodness and badness, Danny.
That smells as my niece is wiser.
Lacey has a certain zest for life. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Great job to the crew. Vaya con Dios.
You are listening to GCN.
Seriously, I'm actually worried about the continent. Call Trump right now. How do we stabilize the island of Florida?